thud jerked me awake. I was up and moving, my sword in my hand, before my brain processed that I was now standing. I paused, Surratt raised. A thin sliver of watery pre-dawn light broke through the gap between the curtains. The magic was up. On my left, in the little nursery Curran had sectioned off from our bedroom, Conlan stood in his crib, wide awake. The room was empty except for me and my son. Someone pounded on my front door. Clock on the wall told me it was 10 till 7. We kept shapeshifters hours, late to bed, late to rise. Everyone I knew was aware of that.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh is right. Wait for me. Mommy has to take care of something. I ran out of the bedroom, moving fast and quiet, and shut the door behind me. Hold your horses, I'm coming. And then you'll have some explaining to do. At the front door, I lowered the metal flap covering the small window. Teddy Joe's brown eyes stared back at me.
What the hell are you doing here? Do you know what time it is?
Open the door, Kate. It's an emergency.
It was always an emergency. My whole life was one long chain of emergencies. I unbarred the door and pulled it open. Teddy Joe charged in past me. His hair stuck out from his head, windblown. His face was bloodless and his eyes wild. He'd flown here at top speed. A sinking feeling tugged at my stomach. Teddy Joe was Thanatos, the Greek angel of death. Freaking him out took a lot of doing. I thought it had been too quiet lately. I shut the door and locked it.
I need help.
Is anybody in danger right now?
They're dead. They're all dead.
Whatever was happening had already happened.
I need you to come and see this.
Can you explain what it is?
No.
He grabbed my hand.
I need you to come right now.
I looked at his hand on mine. He let go. I walked into the kitchen, took a pitcher of iced tea out of the fridge, and poured him a tall glass. I drink this and try to calm down. I'm gonna get dressed and find a babysitter for Conlan, and then we'll go. He took the glass. The tea trembled. I ran upstairs, opened the door, and nearly collided with my son. Conlan grinned at me. He had my dark hair and Curran's gray eyes. He also had Curran's sense of humor, which was adding too much stress to my life. Conlan started walking early, at 10 months, which was typical of shapeshifter children, and now he was running at full speed. His favorite games included running away from me, hiding under various pieces of furniture, and knocking stuff off of horizontal surfaces. Bonus points if the object broke.